Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of January 9th, 2023. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and we'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank our 7 elected school board members for their voluntary service to the district and to the greater Hillsborough community. Chair Mark Watson, Vice Chair Nancy Thomas, and Directors Lisa Allen, Sheehan Kim, Erica Lopez, Patrick McGuire, and Monique Ward. We would also like to recognize and thank our 3 student representatives to the board: Yvette Alonzo Garcia of Liberty High School, V. Godoy of Century High School, and Kaylee McGuire of Hillsborough Online Academy and Liberty High School. Board members put in countless hours overseeing and providing community voice to district operations, as well as advocating for the resources and opportunities students need to be successful. For all you do, school board members, we thank you. Butternut Creek Elementary students and staff members recently had the opportunity to participate in a component of the Butternut Creek Enhancement Project called Community Markers. Community Markers is part of the multi-phase restoration effort that includes shaping the stream to be more resilient, improving water quality, establishing a biodiverse habitat of native plants, and collaborating with the school and community to strengthen relationships. In the 2021-22 school year, Clean Water Services staff provided environmental education and experiences for 200 students in all grades at Butternut Creek Elementary School. Students created art inspired by those experiences. Staff also convened a bilingual community working group with the Community Engagement Liaison Service and a design firm, which created a design concept for the area, reviewed the art, and chose specific drawings to be engraved on 15 beaver-chewed poles to be placed on school and walking trails grounds, along with 5 engraved stones. Helene Hale, a teacher at Butternut Creek, was one of the members of the community working group. Clean Water Services, in partnership with Butternut Creek staff, held a celebration of these student art community markers, as well as a planting for new oak trees, on October 18, 2022. See images from the event on our website. Construction continues on schedule at the new Tamarack Building in South Hillsborough, with ongoing framing and sheathing of the perimeter. HVAC ductwork is also being added in the kitchen and utility rooms. View Tamarack's latest construction progress and the attendance boundary proposal for the area at hillsborough-bond.org. The Black Village Family Advisory Committee will hold its monthly meeting on Monday, January 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom. All families with students who identify in whole or in part as Black, African American, or African are welcome to learn, grow, and unite as we come together to build a better community for our children. The late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dedicated his life to serving others, so it is fitting that community service is encouraged as a way to celebrate his legacy. Consider engaging in a local project the weekend leading up to or on Monday, January 16th. HSD students and staff will observe this holiday, with school resuming on Tuesday, January 17th. Liberty High School's Drama Club invites children ages 8 to 12 to participate in their musical theater day camp, The Fall of Winter, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th. Cost is $50 per child, which includes snacks, supervision, and a showcase at 4 p.m. Participants should bring their own lunch. The Westside Planet Alliance and their partners are pleased to present PlanetCon, a free recycling, reuse, and sustainability fair from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at PCC Rock Creek. Shop the really free table, get something fixed with repair fare, donate usable items, drop off items for recycling and proper disposal, and more. For additional details and to sign up as a volunteer, visit planetcon.org. All students in grades K through 12 are invited to participate in one or both of these upcoming chess tournaments. Saturday, January 21st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Butternut Creek Elementary School, and Saturday, February 25th from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at South Meadows Middle School. Find more information and registration links on our website. Nominations are now being accepted for the Washington County Chamber of Commerce's 2023 Crystal Apple Awards, recognizing excellence in education. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate a staff member who routinely goes above and beyond to support students and families. Submission deadline is Tuesday, January 31st. Pamplin Media Newspapers invite you to nominate an amazing educator for recognition in a special section of their papers, as well as on their websites and social media, in March. Nominations are due by January 31st. The Oregon Department of Education and Oregon Lottery invite you to recognize the outstanding contributions of education support professionals through the ESP of the Year program. Nominations are open now through February 28th. In order to attend schools in Oregon, students must be immunized against 11 vaccine-preventable diseases, including polio, measles, hepatitis, and others. Vaccination against COVID-19 is not currently required. Students who do not have the required shots by Wednesday, February 15th, will be excluded from school. Learn more on the Oregon Health Authority website and contact the district nurse assigned to your school with questions. The City of Hillsborough is hiring for summer. Join the team that provides a fun, safe, engaging, and educational summer experience for youth ages 6 to 12. This seasonal opportunity will run June 26th to September 1st, 2023, approximately 40 hours per week. Hourly wages range from $18 to $26.56. The Oregon Health Authority and Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization are running a focus group study on tobacco use among young people. Requirements are that participants are 15 to 24, currently use tobacco or have quit within the last 2 years, and live in Oregon. Learn more in the flyer on our website. That's all for the week of January 9th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.